You're listening to Boggy Talk, Faith Conversations in the Mud, a resource of Church on Bayshore.
Hey, and thanks for joining us today on Boggy Talk.
Oh, I think you mean
Noggy Talk.
Because okay. It's December.
Yes.
It's time.
Sadly, Justin and I did not plan the secret
episode. You didn't. Well, good job, you guys. That's awesome. Well, Christmas time is here. I can't believe it.
So many songs in my head.
So tell me,
what's the line after that? Christmas time is here.
Snowflakes, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I hear the Charlie Brown kids singing it.
Yeah.
That's good. Tell me y'all have finally decorated, because I know.
Yeah.
You hold out, you can't go right?
Well, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
I got to enjoy pumpkin spice.
Yeah, okay. This year, because... of D-Now, we decorate before we leave town for Thanksgiving, and this year, I would have done it the week before, like on D-Now weekend, because I like to enjoy it even before we go, but we couldn't, so we decorated before we left town. And funny enough, Christy does not love the decorating part, because she's just, I love it, and she likes it when it's done, and then she likes
you
to
could
sit
live
down.
In Whoville.
I could, it'd be fun. I like it. And I'm not ashamed.
You kind of look like a who.
I got my nose is way. My nose is way too big.
Do they have small noses in Whoville?
They have tiny little pointy noses. Yeah, mine's way too big.
Noses.
They don't have the forebrow that I've got.
Well,
let me confess all the other things I'm self-conscious yeah. about.
I'm surprised the lights didn't flash like last week. My 8-year-old daughter was saying something, and she said to me, which she kind of was like, she could live in Whoville. She was like, "You're handsome. Except your nose." I was like, dang.
Wow.
Thanks. Dang. Thanks for I'm so glad you're honest.
I was like, and you have freedom, except right. when you go to bed at 6 o'clock tonight.
That's right. Yeah. Don't
no
make fun of
feelings.
It because it could be in your genes.
Yeah.
No, she's adopted. So.
Oh, I thought it was you're about Lily. No. Sorry. I thought you were about Lily. Sorry for that joke. I thought you're,
you
that sounds make, like something Lily would say.
Yeah, it does indeed sound like something. She Lily has figured out that if she furrows her brow, that Face ID thing. It's her, my phone thing.
No way.
Oh, that's funny.
That's really funny. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
We tested out Face ID with Christy and her sister. Twins.
Did it work?
It works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Nate and Cam, good. Actually, it works.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
That's wild. And they don't, they look like brothers, but they don't look that
I bet Eliza and Sam probably works.
Probably, it probably does. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't, we should test it.
Yes,
we will.
You should test that out.
Jackson and Leah probably works.
No,
Isaac and Josiah.
Chris and Leah probably
works.
That's true.
That's
very true.
Okay. What were you talking about?
Well, we're talking about Christmas time.
We have not been drinking the Noggy Dog.
Whoville. No.
Whoville.
What's in these cups?
Christmas at Bayshore. What's going on? Christmas at Bayshore.
All the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, on Sunday, December 8th, we've got choir singing
about
some Christmas songs. It'll be
your
great.
Cantata? It's your cantata?
It's our version of that.
Okay.
The choir's leading worship, and they're singing a couple of Christmas songs.
Okay.
It'll be a sweet time.
Yeah.
Powerful time.
Awesome.
It's always a highlight. And then, Christmas
Eve.
But don't
choir?
Forget about the 15th.
Yeah,
15th, another choir.
15th, we got kids choir.
Yeah.
Our first through fifth graders will be leading us in worship.
Okay.
That day, we got Christmas Eve services.
Yes, what
all
time?
Day on
all
Christmas
day.
Eve.
No, you
I'm
get the morning.
Kidding. 2 o'clock. Morning. Well, we have to be here to rehearse. Yeah. So, 2 o'clock, and then 3:30, and then 5 o'clock, and then 6:30. All of which are the same service. All of which have candlelight and communion. So people always ask that question, even though it's been the same for a lot of years.
Well,
we do have childcare,
and there is preschool. Kids ministry
or five.
At 5, yes.
Yeah.
Preschool is available at 5 o'clock for those who would not like to bring their small children in a room with a lot of open flames. So,
well, that's going to be exciting.
But once they're in kindergarten, they're ready for the open flames.
They're definitely ready for the open
preschool.
Flames.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then a lot of Christmas parties. So there's life groups, Christmas parties, and we try to, show up as be there as many we can. So.
Yeah.
There's
I
a
love
lot.
That.
Of Christmas parties.
A lot.
Yeah.
A
and
lot.
And then we have
lot.
The week off. I'll
nice.
Be here on Sunday, the 29th.
Ninth.
But beyond that, most offices are closed.
Yeah.
It's a sweet reset.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a much needed, because at the end of the year, people have worked hard and people are tired. And so,
Well, that's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that. Well, speaking of Christmas, why do we have an emphasis on Christmas? Why does it matter?
I feel like you just said, who cares about Christmas?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal, guys?
Well,
Jesus
is the big deal. I think because
what is the meaning of Christmas, Justin?
Presents.
How do you spell that?
Candy canes. Yeah.
How do you
spell the presence of Jesus?
It's not about the presence under the tree. It's about the presence on the cross.
That's right.
Ooh.
You know, I think,
or in the manger.
Christmas.
Sorry,
in the manger. That's right. But I think, I mean, really, the incarnation that Jesus Christ did come. The Word of God, the Word made flesh. That
did he dwell among us?
He did.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, John. but I think this is, I think I mentioned last week in our life group, we've been going through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and there's two major heresies that were part of that culture in the early church, and one, you know, Gnosticism, which taught that no matter is evil, and one was Docetism, which taught that Christ, he wasn't really, he was just the figure of a man.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't actually a man. He just appeared to be. And how that really sells short who Jesus is, that he did. He became flesh and he became man. And ultimately that secures for us, I mean, he died and rose again. It secures for us, mankind, redemption and resurrection for us. So it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It all fits together, right?
Yeah.
You know, the incarnation. I mean, the resurrection, none of it matters without the resurrection, but then we're not saved without the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
But then it never happened without the incarnation.
Yeah.
And there's so many prophecies about it. Like, I think the reason thinking about this is such a big deal, you know, because there's people who are like, well, we don't celebrate Christmas, you know. I'm like, I think it is very appropriate to at least probably within the year to reflect on the incarnation of Christ, mostly because how many things were prophesied about that and how they came true in him. And you know, Emmanuel, God with us, like it is an emphasis on the nearness of God and its presence for real in our lives. And that's true beyond that 33 years, but it really is culminating in those 33 years in a big way. And
I think
there's so many prophecies about Jesus.
Yeah. So many prophecies and Mary knew. So, but I also kind of didn't. Yeah. I had a conversation with somebody about that song recently, how I'm like, I'm fine with it. But I think, when we think about the two major holidays for us as Christians, Christmas and Easter, I think Easter is so much, there's so much rightful hope, a rightful emphasis on our future hope because of what the cross and the resurrection secures for us. And I mean, there's present hope in that as well too. But I think Christmas, specifically Emmanuel, God with us, for me, it's a reminder of our present hope now, which is also informed by our future hope. I think the present hope of, I mean, Jesus did come to earth. He is Emmanuel, God with us. You know, and he tells us he's not leaving us as orphans. He sent his Spirit for us, with us, and lives in us. So I think there's a line in a Christmas song. It's one of the most beautiful Christmas songs that's not well known. It's called "Here with Us" by Joy Williams. And there's a line in it that says, "His ears have heard an angel symphony, yet Mary still had to rock her baby to sleep." And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, what a beautiful way to frame like how eternal and omnipotent and holy he is, but he became flesh. And I think that's the present hope. Man, I get teary. I just thinking about that line. I'm like, it's just amazing. Like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, the weight of Yahweh in human form is just, how do you really wrap your brain around that?
And like knowing like he did that, but there was nothing that was going to stop him either. You know, like God is powerful. And I think when we are in positions of humbleness, vulnerability, to trust in God's hand. Mm-hmm. And the clearest way that we see that is Christ. You know, if he did not spare his own son, how will he not with him graciously give us all things? Mm-hmm. So he's for us, but he's also, you know, he's not like, if we die for somebody that's very noble, but then we're dead and we can't help them anymore. But Jesus came and died and still helps us. Like, that's how great God is, you know? So.
Yeah. Application of that is so cool. It's funny what you guys mentioned, the prophecies. We were kind of talking about this in Life Group and just how, you know, when Jesus, because we're in Mark, we're studying Mark, and so many people just, you know, missed it and all of these things. But, you know, the three wise men, like, they figured it out. Where to go?
They're dialed in.
It took a while to get there.
It's just interesting when you think about like those two different. But that was, I mean, obviously all in God's plan. But it's just kind of a funny thing to think about sometimes. So how do we keep that?
This reminds me, we bought this nativity and it had four wise men.
Oh,
and we were like, was that a like? Oh, they're just trying to be like, hey, there might not only been three. Like,
okay. They wanted to make sure. Like, yeah.
Like,
I was saying because one like, breaks, but.
Yeah,
that's, yeah, that's true. It wasn't the Reformed Nativity that was trying to make sure, you know. Yeah. Don't you follow that cultural.
That's funny. Anyway. That's funny. How do we make sure that we keep this focus about what Christmas is truly about, keeping Christ as a center?
We wear t-shirts that say things like Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's right.
Okay. When we check out at Walmart and they say happy holidays, we say Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
That's right. I mean, that's how you do it.
Okay.
You vote for Trump.
Going there. Okay. Oh,
man. He would be a great Santa Claus for that dance,
that's
right?
Dance? Yeah. Yeah.
Dance? I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you send me the Baptist allow dancing again in church?
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I think I already saw it.
Emily sent me that. Emily Lewis. Yes. Yep.
She's good about stuff like that.
She finds the funny things.
Yeah. No, I mean, last week, if you go back to last week and we talked about gratitude, I mean, it really goes back to being thankful. I mean, you know, that's how you keep Christ in Christmas. Mm-hmm. You realize, like, this is about Jesus coming for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't about presents. Those are fine.
Yeah.
This isn't about where we can go on a trip and have a holiday memory and have a great Instagram post, even though those things are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think
you bratty kids. Oh, sorry.
I'm also saying that in the mirror. Right?
Yeah, I know, right?
You have to do it. Like, you have to say Jesus is the center of this holiday, mm-hmm. and you also like enjoy the fun things about it. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the fun traditions that you, your family, your friends, or
you're
whatever.
Starting to sound
have.
Like that Kirk Cameron. But video. Did you ever see that?
No, not seen anything Kirk Cameron in a while.
It was like, and the presents. This is why we should have presents, because they look like the city of Jerusalem.
Oh,
that's a stretch.
Bro, come on, man.
Like, that's when you start trying to make stuff up to make it sound.
Christy and I were dying.
Just be like,
watching it. You should watch it.
You
should have some nog and watch it. No,
just be like,
just kidding.
Presents are fun. Jesus likes fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I think, you know, finding small ways and big ways to do that. I think our kids ministry, the Christmas in a Box, that's a great way to, you know, intentionally do something like that.
Yeah.
But also just, you know, keep boundaries and don't let yourself like get caught up, like intentionally don't let yourself get caught up in the things you got to buy and do. And, and I think just, scheduling some time to rest during this season is, I mean, to like spiritual rest and physical rest, and being sure that we do that is a huge part of really keeping Christ in the
first thing. I mean, we're not in any way the perfect family at all. And like family worship, I think that doesn't really happen in my house. So like, you know,
right.
But on Christmas morning, like we really do the first thing we do, I get up early and have coffee so that I'm not irritable.
Ready for the day.
But then, we read the Christmas story before opening presents. And I mean, it's a sweet moment, you know, our kids get it, and it's a reminder. We pray and then we open our presents. And I think, you know, I think if you're doing that, not to prove a point, but with sincerity of heart, I think it matters. And then from a corporate level, like I do think gathering with the church, you know, is really great.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in that. Mm. So it was kind of foreign to me. And so when I actually like planted a church, we didn't even start doing that at first, and then it did become something, and it's just sweet.
Like for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, for Christmas Eve, and it really just is sweet.
Yeah
it is. Yeah. There's something special about coming together that night. It really is. I mean, so be there.
At 2:35 or 6:30.
Yeah, it really is.
All the time.
And it's not just because it's a sentimental time. Like, it's a worshipful time.
Absolutely.
And it's a time to remember.
And you do, I mean, I know that there's this argument about but you're realizing like how many millions, if not billions of people are doing the same thing.
Right.
At the same time. And have for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Like this, it's really cool.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's I do think it's helpful if you just say, hey, we're going to go. I mean, most churches is like 50 minutes, right? We're going to go do that. I mean, yeah. Obviously you can check off the box and it can, but like, I do think it's helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he referenced not getting pulled or however he said it in the different directions. Like, yeah, you're being There's marketed so to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's hard to not think we need to be everywhere and do everything and have everything. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I think just keeping our hearts in check just keep our hearts in check. So,
Kelly, you're a mom.
Yeah.
And I feel like moms are the ones that I often hear verbalizing that this is a struggle for them mm-hmm. to not get caught up in the presence and all the things. So what would you say?
Well, I was thinking about it this year because in the past I've, you know, like off for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm like, okay, I've got to prioritize time and all of that. And I don't know. I think I'm just practical with things too. So I'm just very like, this is what we're going to do this year. And I'm just not going to stress out about it. It really doesn't actually stress me out too much.
Okay.
But I think that I probably have good boundaries with like what, you know, activities and all mm-hmm. those kinds of things. And then Chris is super helpful. And so he's actually the one that he's like, everybody needs to send me your Amazon list and we need to get all this stuff marked off.
You wear just like Santa outfit the whole
month. No, not too much, but he's, you know, he's very on top of everything. Yeah. So
I would say for our family, this like entering into like now that we have our four older kids are teenagers, it kind of works out for presents that like the stuff that they want is actually stuff they need because we don't buy a lot throughout the year. I'm like, you're getting shoes because you need shoes and also you like shoes.
Right.
So it's like, okay.
They
so
do like all the clothes and fashion.
Yeah, and
stuff,
it's actually stuff that they need because we aren't doing a ton during, you know, throughout the year. So that's a little
convenient
for the older kids.
I do try to make sure, like, you know, to your point with reading and all that. Do what?
I was just saying, sorry, kids who listen to this, you know you're getting shoes.
You're getting shoes this year, Wyatt children. I like to do the little, you know, the Christmas Advent things, just something, even if it's just small, not making it. And I think that's mm-hmm. where moms kind mm-hmm. of put like too much pressure that they're supposed to make it this like big, perfect, beautiful experience.
In Niceville, you think that happens?
Yeah.
No.
And I'm like, they're going to remember more how you acted than, you know,
word,
the stuff.
Brown.
If you're so, and I'm preaching to myself here, like, trust. So
yeah, that's 100%
but,
true.
You know, like, I don't want them to have that memory. It's mm-hmm, just that, mm-hmm. oh, mom's stressed and everything's crazy around the holidays. You know,
yeah,
like, I want it to be a time of, like, sweet family time, even if it's just small, but that we're remembering, you know, the reason for the season.
That's
is,
right. That's
you know,
good.
But
yeah,
and it doesn't. You don't have to make it a big deal either. Just
I think too, like a lot of people put themselves in a stressful situation because they spend too much on Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, your kid might be a little bum that so and so got this and they didn't that you couldn't afford, and you don't know how that person afforded it. But like, they're going to get over that a lot quicker than you are. And I think sometimes like we project upon our children inadequacies and insecurities and feelings we have, and like you said, it's gonna stress you out, and ultimately it's gonna affect how you act. And so like, I do think like, even now it's December 2nd or whatever today is, 4th, I don't know, it's December, like I think saying like, hey, we're not gonna let this get out of hand for us, you know. And I feel like if you stay the course with those kind of things, typically, I mean, kids are always gonna pick the lowest hanging fruit. So some kids probably gonna be like, you don't do this and you don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
And you just got to stay the course, you know, with those kind of things. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm talking to myself more. Christy's like, $100 each kid. Because, I mean, at six kids, it's already $600.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
quick. What? Yeah. They really want this. I don't talk
true.
Like that.
That sounds like me.
And
hi,
then
guys.
All the families and all the people. It adds up quickly. It gets expensive. Well, we have a little fun question here. What is your most embarrassing Christmas memory?
My most embarrassing Christmas memory is not Boggy Talk appropriate.
So can that be on the secret content if you subscribe?
Right. If you're a subscriber for our first sponsor, I will tell the story. I mean, I'm trying to think of like super embarrassing or funny.
Should we get David and Wyatt to make a contribution if they don't want you to tell the story?
Yeah, there they don't go. Know if it's about them or not.
I know.
I do remember here at Christmas Eve, a kid caught their hair on fire.
Yeah.
With the candles.
Yeah, I won't say his name, but I knew who it was.
It smelled so – burnt hair is one of the worst smells in the
world. I had to call
the
dad that night and be like,
you okay?
First of all – is he okay?
Yeah.
Second of all, oh my gosh, it's hilarious. I've never had that happen before. And I think I posted on Facebook that day because we had like record attendance for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm making up a number, but I'm like 1,200 people on our campus and only one caught their hair on fire.
Yeah.
Like,
not joking either.
Yeah. That's the funniest thing.
My most embarrassing pastor memory for Christmas Eve or Christmas is that so at my former church, and I think I'm referencing this on Christmas Eve just because it's so funny. In the movie Talladega Nights, he says there's this argument about how he likes praying to blonde hair, blue eyed baby Jesus, and they're debating that. And I had the clip played, and our production guy didn't cut it. And she says with the expletive, like, "Say the bleep grace."
No.
And this was in church on Christmas Eve.
No,
man.
Not here.
And I'm like,
no, this preview.
No,
oh,
no, no.
My gosh.
I probably wouldn't be working here. I was like, that was supposed to be cut off.
Wow.
But you get the point.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to recover from that. Yeah. Like, this is like 28-year-old me too, you know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. I was pretty.
I do remember a Christmas Eve service at a previous church where there was a man who didn't regularly attend and he sat like on the second row. And that row was not very far from the platform. And he sang so loud in a very operatic voice, deep bass operatic. And it was slightly off key. It was like we were playing, and it was like, oh, come on. It was so loud.
I think it was at a church that we were singing at Christmas Eve, but
the worst part was is like
this. That's so
funny. The worst part is like he's like not far from me,
your
and I'm
ear
like
is
dying,
like
because it's at this point I'm like he's completely not self aware,
right?
Yeah.
But like 4 or 5 rows back is another guy, and he made all kind of, and he was laughing.
I was like, I'm trying. I can't look at Justin.
I'm trying not to laugh because it's just everyone in the room is thinking it except this guy, and it was.
I do now that you mentioned that I remember that, and I'm such an ear led like singer, and so it was like trying to like really focus and not. Let him
a few years, last year or 2 years ago for our Christmas Eve, I like to throw Easter eggs out to people, you know, not like physical, but just like little things. Like, and so I know a faithful Boggy Talk listener, a running joke we have is that his favorite Christmas song is Christmas Shoes. And so at the end, when everyone's dismissing, I was just playing lightly on the piano and I started playing Christmas Shoes.
Oh my goodness.
And he heard it and he was like, oh my God.
You didn't tell me this.
I just started playing it
isn't
nice.
That
and
Josh Shore?
It's Josh Shore. His favorite. Yeah. So,
we've had some fun talks about Christmas. So personally, there's a video of me getting a Super Nintendo for Christmas.
Okay.
And my mom was the one who's like, we're not getting you anything for Christmas, you know. She didn't smoke, so I don't know why I gave her a smoke device there. But anyway, and she got it for me. And I'm like, I got it. And I'm like holding it, dancing around. But what's bad about this is we were actually with my stepdad's family. And there's like 40 people there, and I'm like dancing around in the video like I'm the only one.
You still have this video?
It's somewhere.
Oh, I think we need to see this.
It's so embarrassing. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds awesome.
It's so embarrassing.
I really don't have any.
You don't ever do anything embarrassing.
No, I think I block it out. It's like too traumatizing, so I don't ever think about it again. I really couldn't think of anything. But yeah, so.
The time you didn't make Brussels sprouts for your family.
That was so embarrassing.
They were like, where are the Brussels sprouts?
Christmas was ruined.
We do. Our family does this big Christmas Family Olympics every year.
That's fun.
Really huge thing. Yeah, it's a big deal. And so one of the games, we have the Face the Cookie. Have you ever played that game?
Face the Cookie?
Yeah. So you have to put a cookie right here on your face, and then you move your face until it falls down to your mouth.
Yes.
So your face just looks really crazy. I think it's hilarious, but my mom has like banned this game
from really?
The Olympics because it's so embarrassing to her. So I guess that's my mom's most embarrassing there story. Hopefully she's not.
How has all that evolved now? There's a lot of teenagers like in your family now. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, it takes maybe like 4 hours to go through the whole.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's like a whole ordeal. We have prizes.
Do you have opening and closing ceremonies?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you make medallions out of yogurt wrappers?
Like not yogurt. We do. We have like a trophy. Chris and I even did a live draft one time.
That's cool.
Because we used to do like couples and then we're like, we're going to switch it up in this year. So we got everybody on a Zoom call and we did a draft.
Of that is amazing.
Anyways, it's become fun over the years. But,
that is fun.
That is good. Good. I might have to steal that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could get my kids. If there's prizes involved, they'll get it.
We started it because people had, like my older sisters had little kids, and it was just something fun for the adults to do.
Yeah,
so
good idea.
Fun.
Good idea.
Anyway, so
is just the adults. The kids don't get to play?
No, they do. They were really little, and they couldn't play. Okay. But now it's a whole thing.
Yeah, they could not play any reindeer games.
Yeah. So you want to send your embarrassing Christmas stories
We would love to read those.
Love to share those. So if you have any questions or anything you want to share, you can email me at kelly@churchonbayshore.org. And thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to Boggy Talk. We are so glad you joined in the conversation. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a beat.